This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Boldly Go Travels. You're about to hear the audio from one of our recent YouTube videos. For the full experience with drone footage, hotel walkthroughs, and all the visuals from our adventures, head to the Boldly Go Travels YouTube channel or just click the link directly to the video in the description. Enjoy the show. Most people think airport hotels are a necessary evil. This one is actually worth it, but only if you know what you're getting. The real question is simple. Is it worth it to actually use your money or your points to stay here? Well, I spent two nights here and walked away with some really clear answers. You're getting large rooms, a full casino scene a few steps away, and if you qualify, lounge access that can more than cover a couple of meals. But there are some trade-offs, especially if you're just trying to crash for a night. In this video, I'm going to walk you through how to get here, what the rooms and lounge are really like, how the casino and dining fit in, and when it actually makes sense to spend cash or points on this place. If you're new here, I'm DeAndre, a Forbes recognized financial advisor, and along with my wife Taryn, we share luxury hotel reviews, destination tips, and point strategies to help you travel better for less. If that sounds like your vibe, hit subscribe. Let's start with how easy it is to get here first. This was a family trip to Queens, not a special review run at all. I landed at JFK and needed a place that could handle a late arrival, an early start, and some driving around the boroughs, and this Hyatt had to fit that real life use case. From the time I stepped off the plane to sitting in my rental car, it was about 20 minutes using the AirTran to the rental center. From there, it was another 10 to 15 minutes to the Hyatt in normal traffic. So figure roughly 30 to 35 minutes door to door if you're not checking a bag. Key thing to know, there is no direct Hyatt airport shuttle from the JFK terminals. Your realistic options are rideshare or taxi, public transit, or a rental car. An Uber, Lyft, or Yellow Cab is going to be the most direct, usually 10 to 20 minutes door to door, depending on traffic, often in the $30 to $40 range. If you are trying to save, you can pair the AirTran with the subway to reach the nearby Aqueduct North conduit stop, then either walk through the parking lot or grab the Resorts World shuttle from there. It's cheaper, but with luggage and possibly bad weather, that last stretch isn't ideal at all. This isn't the closest option to JFK, and it doesn't behave like a typical free shuttle airport hotel. But if you care about comfort and space, the extra transit time can absolutely be worth it. Now, comfort is one thing, but saving money on food and drinks is another. That's where the Regency Club can change the math if you have access. Most guests here won't have lounge access, so think of the Regency Club as a bonus, not part of the standard experience. With globalist access, I sampled the evening spread, which went beyond chips and cookies. Enough hot and cold items to pass for a light dinner if you didn't want to go out. They are strict about keeping everything in the lounge though, so you can't take food back to your room. Breakfast is where it really helps. Different mornings had hot options like eggs, sausage, waffles, or French toast, plus fruit, pastries, and all the basics. Quick and filling before a flight. If you're a Hyatt Globalist or you've booked a room with club access, you can cover breakfast and have a pretty solid meal a day here, which takes the edge off of New York prices. If you don't have access, I wouldn't pick this hotel hoping to get into the club. It's a nice value booster, but not the main reason to stay. The other big lever for value is the room that you actually get. Most people here will land in a standard room, and that's totally fine. They're already big by New York Airport Hotel standards, and with a comfortable bed, enough space to open a couple of suitcases without climbing over them, a desk area, and a modern bathroom with a good shower and strong water pressure, you'll be all set. You also get proper blackout curtains, which matter if you're crossing time zones or need a daytime nap. On my stay, I was upgraded into a one-bedroom suite, which added a separate living room with a sofa bed and a second full bathroom. For a family, that extra space and second shower can make getting ready for flights a lot easier. The key point though, you don't need a suite or lounge access for this to feel comfortable. Even in a regular room, you're avoiding the usual shoebox by the runway hotel vibe. I've stayed at a lot of airport hotels, and this is one of the few where I actually didn't feel like I was in an airport hotel. If you have Hyatt status or suite upgrade awards, this is a property where they're genuinely useful. But if you're paying cash, just book the room type that fits your group and your budget, and you'll still get a roomy, quiet place to sleep next to JFK. Service here landed in that sweet spot of both efficient and human. Check-in was very straightforward. I arrived late, they confirmed my details, recognized my status, and put me in the suite, which was awesome. But then something happened that has never happened to me in any of my travels, ever, and I actually happened to catch it on camera.
Alright, so we're here. Let's check out and see how the suite looks. Oh no. They definitely did not clean this place, so this is authentic. Actually, there's someone's stuff still in here. I'm gonna go ahead and back out actually. Yeah, I'm gonna back out. So I've never done one of these like on the, you know, on production vlog style videos. I figured I would just do something a little bit different this time. And of course, when I do something that's literally never happened to me, ever in my travels happen, where they gave me a room that was someone else's room. They jump into action extremely, extremely quickly. It was a whole team at the front desk. I didn't want to record it because that would be really awkward. But they literally got on their radios like, hey, we got a globalist here that we put into a room that says inspected in the system. He's saying there's people in the room still. We need to get him a room and figure out why this happened. I'm sure they have a whole process as to how they figure it out or what they want to do as far as making sure this doesn't happen again. I didn't really get into that with them because I'm a very easygoing person. I'm glad that I didn't run into anyone in the room or anything like that. That could have been super, super awkward.
So yeah, not ideal that that happened, but the way they handled it told me more about the property than a perfectly smooth stay would have. It took them less than 5 minutes to get me a new room, and I didn't ask for anything for the inconvenience. Overall, I'd call the service competent and super responsive, which at the end of the day fits the type of stay most people are booking here. Location-wise, this hotel hits a middle ground between actually near JFK and somewhere you choose on purpose. As I mentioned, you're about 10 to 15 minutes from the terminals and normal traffic, but when you pull up, it feels more like a modern mini resort attached to Resorts World than a typical airport box. The lobby and public spaces are bright and open. From the entrance, you can clearly see the paths that lead towards the casino, the sugar factory, and the main resort areas. On Friday and Saturday nights, it's busy, packed parking garages, shuttle running constantly, and a lot of people coming in just to game or eat, at least in the casino side. But there was an added convenience as well. So if you want that casino energy, it's right there. You've got multiple floors of slots and electronic game tables, several bars, and a 360-degree bar with live music. Just know this is not Vegas in one very specific way, and that's there are no traditional live dealer table games. Everything is digital. So if you're looking for a human dealer at blackjack or craps, you're not going to find it there. If that's a deal breaker, you're going to want to manage your expectations, and if you're not a gambler at all, you can skip the casino entirely, and it won't take anything away from your stay in the hotel tower. Once you're back in the hotel tower, though, the noise drops off pretty fast. In my room, I didn't hear the casino or the band at all. With heavier doors and blackout curtains, you're much more likely to hear normal hallway noise than anything at all from the casino. Wi-Fi did exactly what it needed to, and that's easy connection, free and stable enough for streaming, emails, calls, all the things. And there's also a fitness center with enough space and equipment for a pretty basic workout if you want to move a bit before or after a long flight. Food-wise, you've got a few layers to work with. First, the Regency Club that I mentioned, if you have access, a market-style cafe for quick coffee and snacks, RW Prime as the on-site steakhouse and bar, plus the larger casino food court and sugar factory inside the attached complex. On my nights, RW Prime was busy and there could be a wait for tables, but grabbing a seat at the bar worked completely fine. It's solid if you're hungry and the cocktails are pretty good, but expect Vegas-style pricing as well. Now, let's answer the title question. Is this place worth your points or your cash? On many dates, cash rates creep into New York premium territory for what is technically still an airport hotel. That's where using Hyatt points or a free night certificate really starts to make sense. On many nights, you can book this for around 15,000 World of Hyatt points per night, or the same number of Chase points if you know how to transfer them over to Hyatt, which can be a really decent use of points compared to what is the actual cash rate. You're trading points for a comfortable room, possible suite upgrades, and lounge access if your status or your booking includes it. By the way, if you want to learn how to stay in hotels like this on points for pennies on the dollar and fly business class for the price of economy, I host a weekly travel podcast where we break down points and mile strategies step by step. Hit the link in the description or scan the QR code on the screen to check it out. At this Hyatt Regency JFK, the value test is simple. If you'll use the extra space, maybe the lounge, and some of the casino or on-site dining, it's worth spending points or a reasonable cash rate. If you're literally landing at midnight and leaving first thing in the morning, you're probably overbuying. So the Hyatt Regency JFK is worth it if you'll actually use what makes it special: the larger rooms, the mini resort feel, and the attached casino and dining. If you're on a strict budget or a super tight layover, you may be better off slightly closer to the terminals. But if you want a more comfortable stop before or after a long flight, this is an easy yes with points or a good cash rate. And if you're a Hyatt loyalist, it's one of the stronger airport options in the system. So book this if you're a Hyatt loyalist, need space for your family, or you want that comfortable airport stay. Skip it if you're on a tight budget or a super quick layover. So if this helped you decide where to stay near JFK, subscribe for more travel insider reviews. Until next time.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoiceScape.com.